Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Energy Dominance Fund highlighted at Gillette Legislative Wrap-Up. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Energy policy and the new $100 million state investment took center stage at the legislative wrap-up event in Gillette. Around 50 people attended the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce event Thursday morning at the Senior Center, where local lawmakers discussed key outcomes from the 2026 budget session. Senators Eric Barlow and Troy McEwen joined Representatives John Baer, Abby Angelos, and Chris Knapp to answer questions from the public. A major focus was the new Energy Dominance Fund, which directs about $100 million towards coal, oil, natural gas, uranium, and critical mineral projects. The fund will be managed by the Wyoming Energy Authority and is aimed at strengthening Wyoming's role in national energy production. Lawmakers emphasized the fund's importance to Campbell County's economy. Barlow called energy a trickle-down driver for local businesses, while Baer pointed to growing demand from industries like data centers. Angelos added the next 2 years will be critical for aligning with federal energy policy. Other topics discussed include property taxes, roads, gaming, and the future of the Wyoming Business Council. McEwen also floated the idea of eventually eliminating residential property taxes, suggesting a potential tax on home sales instead. Several lawmakers, including Senator Ogden Driscoll and Representatives Ken Clouston and Reuben Tarver, were unable to attend. Gillette College trustees approve NZ Center progress, discuss funding changes. The Gillette College Board of Trustees covered major projects, funding updates, and enrollment trends during its March 25th meeting. According to County 17, trustees approved next steps for the NZ Applied Learning Center, including a construction contract with Sampson Construction and nearly $2 million in additional architect services through completion of the project. They also selected a bond underwriter and reviewed policies aimed at controlling maintenance spending while protecting the college's main fund. College President Dr. Janelle Oberlander says the school's accreditation response has been accepted with a key hearing set for April 14th. Tuition will increase for the first time in 5 years, up $7 per credit for in-state students and $21 for out-of-state students. Enrollment remains steady, with early projections showing slight growth in more than 750 students participating in dual enrollment programs. However, trustees say the college could lose about $1.3 million over the next 2 years due to property tax changes. The board also highlighted upcoming events, including casino night in April and graduation ceremony set for May. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.